About 16 years ago, during the summer of 2004, I was very concerned about my ability to support my family financially. I was an international graduate student and did not get hired for any summer work. I was limited to work on campus and did not have a job. A couple of weeks before the summer ended, I received a call from my doctoral advisor that they needed to hire me to do some research work and would pay me a wage equivalent as having worked the whole summer. "Would you like the job?" My response was, "Yes, sir," was an understatement of how much we needed that job. In today's parable, there were several workers that needed a job. They got out of their houses and went to the marketplace in the hopes of getting hired for the day. As it was custom back then, and it still is today for some trades, those who labored during the day would receive their wages at the end of the day. Perhaps there are here some among you who work in construction and know what I'm talking about. You get up very early in the morning, before the sunrise, go to the entrance of a construction site, and hope that a foreman will hire you. There may be days where you need so bad a job that you would be willing to stay around until afternoon in the hopes that you will be called. This is what is happening with the workers in this parable. Those who were willing to wait until 5 p.m. in the marketplace did not do it because they were lazy. They were seeking a job, but as they said, "No one has hired us." The vineyard is an image of the people of God. Who are the people of God? Let us look around. It's us. We are. We who have been baptized and received the Spirit of Christ. Who is the landowner? It is God, who calls his sons and daughters to work for his kingdom. When Jesus saw the vast crowds in need of healing and thirsty for his word, he said to his disciples, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest." God is constantly knocking at the doors of our hearts to hire us as laborers for his kingdom. He wants us to be the salt of the earth and the light of the world. There are many things we can learn from this parable. The first is that we have a solicitous God. He does not want us to be idle. If we compare our lifetime with a day, he seeks us as children, as teenagers, as adults, in our old age, and even at our deathbed. Remember the good thief at the cross. He was saved at the last minute. The second is that there will be always work to do for the kingdom of God. When the Lord says, "You too go into my vineyard," he's not calling just the bishops, priests, and deacons. He's calling each of the lay faithful as well. The laity has a special mission to sanctify the world through their work amid their daily duties. You are at the intersection between the world and the divine. Jesus spent most of his life as a carpenter. Do we have any doubt that our work can become our means of sanctification? Let us ask ourselves, how do I perform my daily duties? Do I spend an effort proportional to my responsibilities? Do I cut short my work hours or take too many breaks? Am I conscious that I am in the presence of God while I am at work? Your patience, your honesty, your diligence at work becomes salt for the earth and light of the world, because others will see that there is more than a wage in what you do. You are not just any laborer. You are a laborer for the vineyard of the Lord. There is a danger, though, for any laborer in the vineyard, and that is to forget that they were hired when they were most in need, to forget that they are not entitled to a special treatment by the landowner who wants all to work in his vast vineyard where there is a place for everyone. One of the greatest obstacles in our relationship with God is our self-centeredness. We tend to see as if everything is gravitating around us. That is why our concept of justice is so far from God's concept of justice. We can easily place ourselves in the shoes of the laborers that were hired at dawn and say with them, "These last ones work only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us, who bore the day's burden and the heat." This is not fair. But God's justice is based on love. It is called mercy. God, the landowner, knows the needs of his people. Perhaps the laborers waiting in the marketplace until the last hour were the ones with the larger families, and if they would have been paid a 1/12 of the daily wage, they could not have fed all their children that night. Our concept of justice is so far from God's concept of justice. The prophet Isaiah makes this point clear in the first reading when he said, "As high above the heavens are above the earth, so high are my ways above your ways, and my thoughts above your thoughts." Today, the church in the U.S. celebrates Catechetical Sunday. It is a time to acknowledge those who have responded to the call of teaching the gospel to all people, especially our children and our youth in our parish. With the pandemic, the church must be creative and use the virtual classrooms and digital technology to fulfill its mission. But there is a need for more catechists, for more laborers in the Lord's vineyard. The laborers are few, so let us ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest. The landowner is going out seeking more laborers for his vineyard. Will you stay idle, or will you answer the call? Please contact the church office if you have in your heart to plant the seed of the gospel in our children and the youth. I would like to finish this homily with a poem attributed to Saint Teresa of Avila. "Christ has no body but yours, no hands, no feet on earth but yours. Yours are the eyes with which he looks, compassion on his word. Yours are the feet with which he walks to do good. Yours are the hands with which he blesses all the world. Yours are the hands, yours are the feet. Yours are the eyes, you are his body. Christ has no body but yours, no hands, no feet on earth but yours. Yours are the eyes with which he looks, compassion on this world. Christ has no body now on earth but yours." Amen.